I am Devlin Steele, Director of Education at Augusta Precious Metals, here with a look at what the economy has in store for us this week. Before we begin, remember to like this video and subscribe for more economic updates. The condition of the housing market remains in focus with the release on Tuesday of the S&P Global Case-Shiller National Home Price Index for December. It's projected the index will show a 0.7% decline in home prices. If that holds true, it would be the sixth straight month that prices have tumbled. This week will also give us a look at several barometers of overall economic health. On Monday, the Commerce Department will release the January numbers on durable goods orders. You might recall that a wave of orders for civilian aircraft at the end of 2022 pushed durable goods orders a lot higher in December. However, the forecast for January is that we'll see a decline of 3%. More general economic data comes our way on Tuesday with the release of the Confidence Board's Consumer Confidence Index for February. The index measures how Americans are feeling about the labor market and overall economy. The index declined slightly in January, but it's projected we'll see a modest increase in this latest reading. Also this week, the Institute for Supply Management will release both its Manufacturing and Services Purchasing Managers indexes for February. On the manufacturing side, economists project a reading of 47.9, slightly better than January's 47.4. Any improvement in the index would be the first one in 9 months. But at the same time, a reading below 50 signals a contraction in business activity. The ISM's services PMI is expected to show a better result. Projections are for a reading of 54.5, as consumers seem to have a preference for services over goods in an economy no longer subject to severe health crisis restrictions. Finally, the Supreme Court will hear two cases this week that will determine if the president's student loan forgiveness plan can move forward. Hanging in the balance is the fate of more than 30 million Americans with outstanding federal student loans. Also at stake is a potential fiscal impact of as much as $1 trillion, the price tag that budget analysts say could represent the ultimate total cost of loan forgiveness. That's it for now. Please join us at the end of this week when we will be recapping some of the biggest economic developments. I am Devlin Steele for Augusta Precious Metals, signing out.